Hi, I'm Gemma Chua Tran. I play Sasha on Heartbreak High, and this is Young Entertainment Mag.
First of all, congratulations on getting a season two. That is so exciting. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what does that feel like to know that you're getting a season two?
Just so good. I'm so proud of this show and what it's done for young people. I've done a couple projects where I'm like, oh yeah, like we made it. That's cool, I guess. But this one I am so passionate about, and I'm so glad that we get to see where all of these characters go and what their stories are. And I'm just so super keen to work with everyone again. I've missed everyone so much. And so getting to be in that, I don't know, situation again where I just get to hang out with all of my pals, that's going to be so good.
That's so cool. And I just talked to Asher like an hour ago. So I was just on with her. Yeah, just so fun. So tell us, who is Sasha and how does she fit into Heartbreak High?
Sasha is very much a chronically online person. She's always about, you know, social justice, but a lot of it seems to be very surface level. She fits in, she's kind of one of the meaner girls, I guess. She always wants to be on like the right side of history. And so she's very easy to cancel people and, you know, cut people off. But I think that's also very like quintessential, like teenage girl kind of trait. Mm-hmm. And she's best friends with Missy, who also used to be her ex. And she was formerly in the friendship group with Harper and Emery.
Amazing. I love it. So what was the experience like working on this project?
Really nerve-wracking. Yeah. Initially I went into the project with imposter syndrome almost. Oh. Mm-hmm. Just because I was like, oh my gosh, everyone here is so talented and so cool. And, you know, they've done all of this stuff. And I was like, why am I here? But everyone was amazing. And I don't know, just like, I know it's so cringe, but like all the friendships that I made along the way. Asha, she also lives in Melbourne with me. And we're looking for a house together. Because, you know, I'm keeping all of these people in my life for a really long time. And it's just so beautiful being able to connect with so many people who I would have never, ever met in my life if I hadn't done this one particular television series.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. And how fun that you guys are house shopping. That's exciting.
I know. We're going to be roomies one day, maybe.
That is so fun. So is the pink hair part of your character, or is that something that you were doing during filming and you just decided to keep up the look?
They definitely thought of the pink mullet, but honestly, it's a hairstyle that I would have absolutely gone for as well.
Yeah.
Which I'm so happy about because it was so much fun. The pink was very high maintenance though, because apparently pink is like one of the worst colors hair wise to maintain. So that was like touch-ups every single week. I was hanging out in that hair and makeup trailer
every week. Oh my gosh,
every week. Before that I actually had the most horrendous haircut. It was like I had gotten a pixie cut like the year before, and it was when we were in lockdown, and so it was going through the painful process of it growing out. Because I looked back at photos the other day and I was like, how in the world did the casting directors think that I looked cool? Because I very much did not.
That's so funny. I'm sure you looked great. That is crazy though. I know, especially during quarantine, I feel like we all got adventurous with our hair because it's like you kind of knew you could just go for it because no one was really going to see you. But that's awesome. That's so fun. And yes, I've heard pink is so high maintenance. So props to you, but it looked so awesome. What did you do to create the chemistry between you and Chloe Hayden, who plays Quinny?
We all hung out before we actually started pre-production. We actually all went to a Halloween party that Brody, who plays Ant, held. Like a couple days before we started pre, and then all throughout pre it was like a week of us all just like straight hanging out, which was amazing. And she's just the loveliest person you'll ever meet, and so I guess like the faking chemistry wasn't too hard because I was just there having a good time with my friend, and definitely making sure that all of the intimacy, like coordination was in place, double checking with consent all the time. And, you know, before a take, I'll be like, can I hold your hand or like kiss you on the cheek with this? And, you know, she'd be like, yeah, of course, like you have my consent. And yeah, I don't know. A lot of it was just play, which was lovely.
That is so cool. That's such an interesting dynamic too. I've been doing so many interviews lately where they talk about the intimacy coordinators, and it's like the normal, you know, viewer, the normal audience wouldn't know that there's so much that goes into those intimate scenes, which it makes complete sense. Can you speak a little bit on like what it's like to work with an intimacy coordinator and how that works?
I mean, I didn't have any like specifically nude scenes or anything, but intimacy coordination is so, so important because you just never know if the person that you're acting with has any, like, ever gone through any, like, you know, trauma to do with that. And to create a safe space where everyone feels comfortable, it's because it's quite intimidating if you're there and, you know, you don't have those practices put in place when there's like this entire like crew just watching you. But like creating a safe space between you and your scene partner is so, so very important. And it's a lot of, you know, can I touch you here? What places would you like me to avoid? And just following through with that and making sure everything is consensual is just like, I mean, very important. And it was great. Like we were both quite fine. We were like, yeah, like go for it, like do whatever you want, queen. But yeah,
that makes so much sense. That's all about creating that safe space, and so I love it. That's so cool, and it's so interesting to learn how all of that works. So being that Chloe's character Quinny is autistic, did you do any research about people with autistic partners?
I actually didn't. I read the script, you know, knowing that Sasha didn't know in the initial part know that Quinny had autism, I kind of approached it from a kind of like a gaslighty, not really knowing partner, just because Sasha, you know, although she has done the research, doesn't apply it in very, you know, appropriate manners. And so I kind of approached it from like someone who's quite insensitive to the fact that she has autism. And I think that was kind of the character's projection anyways. And just having conversations with Chloe about it, I think was the most resourceful thing that I had. Just because, you know, it was speaking about her experience and, you know, what she wanted the dynamic to be with Sasha and Quinny. So just a lot of open conversations with Chloe.
Yeah, I love that. So amazing. It sounds like you guys are like besties in real life too. I'm sure, you know, it's got to be natural too, creating such an awesome bond with someone. So that's really special. What has your favorite thing been about playing Sasha?
Probably the makeup looks. They were so fun to do and it was great. We had a wonderful head of makeup, and just like collaborating on those different eye looks, and the clothes that she got to wear. It like very much felt kind of transformative in the way that I played Sasha, just because I don't wear those clothes, me personally. And so every time I put on, you know, a tight shirt or like a long skirt, I was like, ooh, like now I'm becoming another person, which was super fun. And definitely the pink hair, like being able to have that for like a couple months straight without me having to do anything, that was pretty epic.
Oh my gosh, yes. Did you get any reactions from like family or friends or just anybody you hang out with, like, oh my gosh, you know, I love it, or like, wow, that's a little crazy. What were people's reactions?
All of my friends loved it. I remember the first day that I got the haircut, because you know how like when you get a haircut, like it takes a couple days to like properly
so much
like sit into, to get used to. But I remember I walked home and my housemate just, his jaw just like dropped. And I was like, I look like a highlighter. But it was definitely interesting. I was getting a lot of like attention just on the streets, and people were commenting like, I love your hair. Which was very new, because I'm the kind of person who loves to just like blend in and like no one knows who I am, like don't pay attention to me. But you know, getting all of this newfound attention, people were buying me drinks because they loved my hair.
No way.
And I was like, oh, I will capitalize off this as long as I can.
That is so funny. Oh my gosh, I love it. I guess it's true. Yeah, if you see somebody out and about with just like the coolest hairstyle, you are like always commenting or complimenting and like
want to say something. I mean, it was bold. It was definitely a bold choice.
That is so fun. I have this beanie right here and it kind of just made me think like if I wore this, it would be kind of a, not the same, but similar vibe. I'm wanting to know, we have been wanting to know, if you could describe Sasha in 3 emojis, what would the emojis be?
The emojis. Oh my God. Wait, I'm going to get my phone out. Okay. I definitely want to say the hand, like the nail hand.
Yes.
Another emoji. That's funny. I want to say, that's a tricky one. I wanna say the star medal one.
Oh yeah.
And then I wanna pick like a random one.
I feel like perhaps, you need a pink one, right?
I'm gonna say that's the nail one.
Perfect. The
nail one.
Yes.
And then I wanna have what's in my recently used? The one where it has the party hat and like blowing the little thing that goes.
I love
She's
that.
A party girl. That's so fun.
That's so cute. Okay, so I asked Harper, Asher, this morning. What do you think the 3 emojis she chose for Harper were? I'm curious.
Oh, the skull. Did she actually choose the skull?
No, she didn't, but that's a good one. It's that vibe.
Damn it. Is there a lighter emoji? Surely not.
She chose a flame for the lighter.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. And maybe it like the 2 girls holding hands.
No, that's so cute though. She chose you got the lighter, you got the flame, and then she chose a crying one since it's very emotional. And then she chose the like the little one with the bleeped out like cussing little thing.
Right. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I love that you knew the lighter though. That's so perfect. What was the most challenging part so far of playing Sasha, and how did you overcome it?
I think for me, I was very self-conscious throughout filming, like the initial part of filming, knowing that Sasha was, you know, quite ableist. I didn't want me as Gemma to be perceived as such. And it only took me until like maybe halfway through where I realized, oh, I'm just like, this is my job. Like, that's what I'm supposed to portray. And this is what I have to, you know, do and like actually just do the work and like I don't know, kind of like delve into kind of the more sinister side of her character. And I think it was hard to lean into the awfulness of her. It's like a sickly sweet kind of awfulness, and just like saying all of these things that, you know, to Chloe, who played Quinny, you know, has experienced previously and has caused her trauma. I think that was really hard for me to, you know, dismiss her experience all the time. And so definitely checking up on her a lot throughout the shoot to make sure that she was okay and that she wasn't getting triggered by anything. That was a really important step in portraying Sasha. But yeah, I don't know. It was also a little bit tricky with all of the tight costumes, just because, I don't know, I don't really wear that many tight things. And so being like in this tiny little shirt all day, I was like, oh my God, I'm losing my mind. But it all worked out in the end.
That's so fun. And that's so interesting. I would have never thought of it from that perspective. At least what I think I'm hearing, it's like, you were almost worried about hurting your castmates' feelings, even though you knew it was not real because of your acting. It's in the moment. It feels real. And you wanted to make sure that you weren't hurting anyone's feelings. That's so interesting. But that's so kind of you and compassionate of you and aware of you. And I'm sure it was really well received and appreciated. But that's so interesting. It's something that I've never quite thought of before. Do you have a favorite scene that you shot just because it was so much fun or it was so interesting?
The only thing that's coming to mind is when we filmed at this gelato place in episode 6, where Quinny and I are going on the date to see Angelina of the Underworld. And it was, I think, our last day of shooting, like our second last day or something. And then after we finished shooting, because we shot at an actual like gelato store, they gave us free gelato. And I got way too excited about that. But it was also filming around the corner of where I used to live. And so it was like my little street. Like I knew that little street. And I, you know, I got my old housemates to just like come walk down the road to have a little peek. And so I got to say hi to them. And it was so lovely just being able to bring the people in my life into my little world that I had been in for the past 4 months. Wow. Just for them to just, you know, say hello and just walk by. But it was sweet. And it was very, I don't know, quite sentimental to me.
That's so sweet. That is so cool. It's almost like one of those full circle moments. You know, you're like back on the street where you lived and here you're filming this incredible show. That is so cool. That's really, really special. I know that you don't get scenes with every single one of your castmates. Was there any specific castmate where like, oh, I really want to have a scene with them next season?
Yes, like everyone. but I never actually, I don't think I ever spoke to Tom, who plays Malachi in the show. Mm-hmm. And I would love to work with Tom at some point because he's so lovely and such a talented actor. And it's so funny. Yeah, because we all hang out outside of work, but it's so strange just like not having anything to do with some other characters. And I just... I'm just there, I guess.
Totally. Yeah, that is, yeah, that's so funny to think about, but you guys are hanging out in real life. That's cool. Okay, so fingers crossed for season 2. We'll see some scenes in there with you and Tom. So Asher briefly mentioned this morning, and I didn't realize how early it must have been for her there. If it's around 8:30 now, and you said she lives nearby, I talked to her like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I think she mentioned that she had like a 7 a.m. something.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, God bless her. I feel so bad. So early. I could never do it.
Not even.
That's so funny. Oh, but she mentioned briefly about the wrap party. And I was wondering, like, what was that like? What is a wrap party like?
Generally quite emotional. But I think also everyone just kind of holds out to like partying, I guess, until the very end. But it was really sad because that was the last night that I would have gotten to see everyone, because we all, you know, had to either fly out the next day or like move out of the little apartment complex thing that we were staying in. And I guess it was just like this lovely, lovely celebration to something that we all made together as like one big unit. And I remember they showed like a little blooper reel at the wrap party. And so getting to see like a snippet of what we've made, like even though it was just like for laughs, I was like, this kind of looks good. I was like, this looks fancy. This looks professional. But yeah, saying goodbyes at the wrap party was quite bittersweet.
Oh, that's really cool. That just made me laugh when you said it looks so professional. Like, it is crazy because you're on set and you're creating these scenes, but it's like you can't even fathom like what it looks like, what it's gonna look like. So that's gonna be so fun. Okay, last question here. What's one thing that you learned about yourself from playing Sasha, whether it be just a life thing about yourself or like an acting thing? What's one thing that you learned about you from playing Sasha?
I could go with something really superficial here. And I think I might, just because otherwise I'll just be rambling. But I can do a graphic eyeliner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I guess a lot of the things that, you know, I was wearing and that was like on my face, I'd be, you know, a little bit nervous to do that in my own life. But I think having the confidence of someone who can wear that and, you know, had it done, you know, like professionally, but then like was completely accepted and no one thought it was weird. Everyone did think it was cool. I was like, hold on. I can walk outside the house with cool makeup and cool clothes if I want to. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, actually, you know what? I take that back. We're rewinding. I think, I mean, going into Heartbreak, I mean, again, with the imposter syndrome, I did not think I was cool. And I was kind of there being like, I don't know why they thought I could be cool. But sitting into Sasha's character and, you know, with the confidence that she has definitely made me more confident. I feel like I can say what I feel without, you know, having to worry about repercussions. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think the way that my body works after playing Sasha for so long, I can really sit into, you know, my body and not just be so aware of like what my limbs are doing. Like every second I'm just okay with sitting there and being, and definitely having a lot more confidence after that.
I love that. That's really, really cool. It is interesting how it's like sometimes somebody else or some circumstance or situation in your life almost has to like give you permission to be like, yes, this is okay. Or I can do this and people won't care. Or I can do this and people think I'm like even more fabulous. It's really nice when those like moments come into our life, because confidence feels so good. It really does.
It does. Yeah. And you know, getting the positive reinforcement from like my castmates or like people in the crew of being like, no, like, you're cool. I'll be like, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it and run with that.
That's so empowering too. Like if for myself, for everyone watching, because imposter syndrome, I feel like everybody has it. We all have it because we just can't comprehend how us, you know, we've been with us our whole lives because we are us, you know, can be in a situation and think like, am I really ready for this? Am I really equipped for it? Can I really do it? So it sounds like you felt like that, but then you just went for it anyway, and you believed in yourself, and like the confidence kind of followed like as you did it, is what it sounds like. And that's really, really empowering. So thank you.
Yeah, for definitely. Of course. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, this interview was fantastic.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have the best rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Yeah.